Thank you for listening to this message from Valley Bible Fellowship. It is our sincere prayer that you're richly blessed through the ministry of the Word. For more information about VBF, visit our website at vbf.org.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Give them a big another hand clap. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. Man, you guys ready for some church? Yeah. Come on, y'all ready for some church? Yeah. Amen. Let's have some church tonight. Man, thank you, guys. Let me just open up with a quick prayer. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you for the worship team that already opened up our hearts and our mind to the gospel, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that not one person leave here, not set free, God, or know you more in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, you guys looking good tonight. I want you to look at this, the greatest gift. That's what I'm going to talk about. I always have a goal. I really do. I'm always praying and hoping that it doesn't matter if you've been serving God your whole life or if you just got saved last week or yesterday or today, that you leave here with more of a revelation of who Jesus is, what Jesus can do in your life. Leave here with more hope, more faith, more confidence that Jesus, he's the only thing that can change every situation in your life today. That's what my prayers are. But it's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to you how you worship during the war. It's going to be up to you how you walked in here and said, you know what, Pastor Al, I'm going to open up my heart and I'm going to trust in God. And I promise you, you'll leave here knowing and having more faith what Jesus can do in your life. Amen? Amen. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the greatest gift. A lot of you already probably kind of know where I'm going with that. It's God's love. See, we can get born again. See, all of us, before we are born again and saved, we already have a natural ability to love before we even get saved. But see, there's a difference with that love and God's love. There's a big difference. And you can be serving God your whole life because you're used to loving people how you always have loved people. But do you notice sometimes that love, you ever heard this saying before? I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. That ain't got nothing to do with God. Or you've loved something so much, and then you're like, I don't even like it no more. And you do something else, right? See, that's that natural human fleshly love that we're born with. It works because that love helped most of us find our spouses, or you fell in love with your animals and you fall in love with your kids. But when you get born again, there's a whole new kind of agape love that God wants to fill you up with, amen? But here's the thing. A lot of us, we get born again and saved, and we have the Holy Spirit within us. This is what happens. This is what happens. It's like if somebody, one of you guys, given me a gift, I don't have to open that gift. I could put that gift away for 2 or 3 weeks and then open it. A lot of us don't understand. We have that gift within us, that love, that agape love, not only that God wants to show you, but he wants you to show other people. Amen. See, we know the world we're in. They need Jesus' love. So that's what I'm going to talk about. That's why I'm going to pray that you get a revelation of the love of God so we can leave here and be more effective for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to share this story. It's a true story book. It's a book called Love Does. Some of you might have heard of it. It's about a guy named Bob Goff. That's the author. He wrote this book, and he shares a lot of stories. And the first story that he shares in the book, it's about him. And this was a young high school boy that didn't know Jesus. Listen to this true story. Bob told a story about a guy named Randy, a man of God who ministers to high school students through an organization called Young Life. Bob became very good friends with Randy for 3 reasons. Because Randy had a beard, owned a motorcycle, and had a girlfriend. Bob indeed one day decided to drop out of high school. And he was going to move to Yosemite, to the mountains, and be a mountain climber. But before he left, he wanted to go tell Randy bye. As he knocked on the door to tell Randy what his plan was, Randy told him, "Hey, will you wait just a minute? I'll be right back." Came back and told Bob, hey, I'm with you. I want to go with you. So Bob goes ahead and leaves on his journey to Yosemite. And Randy joins him. And as Randy was joining him, he seen Bob just actually missing the mark in every way. But he never said nothing to him. He just kept going with him with the flow. And eventually, Bob ran out of money and told Randy, I'm just going to go back home and finish school. As they got back to Randy's house, he told Bob to come in. As Bob came into the house, he realized and noticed there's a bunch of unwrapped gifts everywhere. And he said, Randy, what is this? He goes, well, I just got married. I haven't had a chance to open them with my new bride. That moment in that time, you got to remember, he was a man of God. And Randy's wife was a woman of God. And she told Randy, go show him the love of God. Love does. That moment in that time, without Randy ever one time in that whole trip telling him about Jesus, guess what he did? He showed him Jesus. And Bob gets saved. That's what this message is today. So I'm going to talk to us about this. Any of us ever heard that song from the Beatles about all we need is love? It's a true statement, but all we really need is God's love. That's what changes lives. Not too long ago, I was listening to this preacher. And he said something that it really actually spoke to me. And I always know how long I served God because I'm 47 and I got saved at 30. So that's always 17 years. It's pretty easy for me to follow how long I've been following Jesus. And as this preacher said this statement, he had me start thinking a little bit. He said this, our job as Christians is not to get people to love God. Now, if he would have stopped there, I'd have been like, then what is it? I'm an evangelist and I want to reach the lost at every cost. What are you talking about? He said, our job as Christians is to remind people how much God loves them. No matter if that person hates God, guess what? God loves you. No matter if that person is mad at God, guess what? God loves you. No matter if one of you today came in here in such a backslidden state, guess what? God still loves you. That's our job, to remind a broken, empty, lost world that Jesus still loves them. That's your job, amen? And that's what I pray we get a hold of today. Listen to this. God's love is distinguished from human love. God's love is not based on emotions or feelings. God does not love us because we are good people or because we exalt him. God loves us, listen to this, because God is love. So I'm gonna share with you the definition of our human love. This might relate to some of you. Listen to this. Human love is very selfish. Human love is very emotional. We tend to go off emotions a lot. That's why you see some people, they're on fire for God. They're like trying to win the whole city to Jesus. Next thing you know, we don't never see him again. You ever seen that before happen? Because you know what happens? Because we start going on our emotions so much. The Bible talks about in James about our faith. It's like a wave. It's up and down. It's a feeble kind of love. That's an emotional love. Listen to this. Human love is conditional. Like what I said in the beginning, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. See, God will never say that. God will never be a deadbeat daddy. Let me tell somebody that right now. That ain't the God we serve. Human love is unholy. Do you notice we can be in an unholy situation and think it's love? Doesn't that happen a lot? Listen to this. Human love gives to get. That's what it does. Human love always gives to get. But now listen to this. This is God's love. It's selfless and sacrificial. God's love is eternal. I love this one. God's love is unconditional. Like I said in the beginning, I don't care what you've done. I don't care if your family don't even like you. Guess what? God loves you. Amen? Here's one. God's love is holy. God's love is holy. And I love this one. God's love gives to be a blessing and ask nothing in return. I'm going to put this Bible verse up, John 3:16. A lot of you are familiar with this verse. If you're not, go to In-N-Out Burger after, it's on the cup. I think it's still on the cup. I remember, this was the first Bible verse I tried to memorize. For God so loved the world. And finally, I memorized it. But as I started growing in Christ, I never like really paid attention to what it really said. I just memorized the verse. When we can really have a fresh revelation of this verse, it will change your life. Listen to this. Let me read it for you. For God so loved the world that he what? He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Did you see? There's God's love. For God so loved the world that he what? He gave. He gave something. See, talk is cheap today. Hey, I love you, but I hope they don't call me ever again. That's the kind of love we deal with sometimes, right? God's love gives. God's love is sacrificial. God's love gives to be a blessing. God's love is unconditional. And when you can finally get it in your mind and your heart to understand that, I don't care what dark place you could be in today, as long as you know that Jesus Christ will never leave you and will never forsake you, you'd be surprised that you could still walk here out this door on the mountaintop. Amen? That I do know. We're going to look at a lot of Bible verses because I want you to leave for understanding that God loves you. We'll look at first verse. Look at this, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's an awesome verse. John 4:7-21. Listen to this, guys. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love, listen to this, does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Listen to this. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Holy Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Next verse, please. Next verse. Next verse. They ain't going to my next verse. Okay. But this, what this is talking about, this is reminding us of God's love. Consistently reminding us over and over. They went to the verse. Thank you, guys. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Next verse, please. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Next verse, please. By this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also we are in this world. There is no, listen to this, I love this. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because us, fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first what? Loved us. If someone says, listen to this, I want you to catch this. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Next verse, please. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. Ain't that amazing? That's a lot about loving, ain't it? And some of you are probably saying, Pastor, I don't know if I can love that like that, but we will by the time we get out of this service. I promise you that. Listen to this. In Proverbs 3:3-4. Proverbs 3. Listen to this. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Listen to this. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. See, a lot of you guys that can see me from there, if I went like this, I don't have to tell you that I'm married. This is supposed to remind me that I'm married, that I have a spouse, right? He said, bind. You got to bind God's love. You got to have something that reminds you of God's love around your neck. He said, put it on stone. I love that verse because it's like just putting something within you, in your heart. Maybe it's something that God did for you in your life, but right before you got saved. You got to understand, he said, consistently remind yourself that God loves you. Amen? Amen? Amen. Listen to this, Ephesians 5, verse 25. I always say to the husbands, I'm sorry about this verse, but this is God's word. Amen. Husbands, love your wives. Listen to this. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. You know what kind of love that is, husbands? I'm just, this ain't no marriage retreat, but I'm a pastor, not a marriage counselor. But you know what that kind of, that's a sacrificial, unselfish love. that God puts in a responsibility of a man. Do you know that? That Bible, let me read it again. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and what? Gave himself up for it. You know what he's saying? He says, you know what some of you men need to see? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I will be at this altar until I leave here set free. Give God some praise. That's what he's talking about. This is that sacrificial love that some of us men and women, that we have to understand. That when we come to Christ, he wants us to come to him with a fully open heart so we can apply verses like that to our life so we can be an example for him. Listen to this, guys. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 10. A lot of you probably heard some of these verses right now. These are those verses that we do right when you're about to get married. But let me explain this to you. These verses that I'm about to read, this is the agape love. This is the unselfish love, what this Bible verse is talking about. Listen to this. If I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is, listen to this, catch this. This is agape, God's love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love, what? Never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. Right there. Stay right there in the back. Please stay right there. God's love, what? Never fails. Think about that. Our human love, you heard me, I read it, it's selfish, it's emotional, it's conditional, it's unholy. It gives to get. But let me tell you right now, when you get a hold of God's love, it will never fail. It will never fail. When we learn and we understand that God has a gift, a supernatural ability for us to not only to receive his love, but at the same time give his love back, amen? 1 Corinthians 14, 1. Now listen to this. I'm going to get into some PowerPoints now. What does this word say? Pursue what? Love. Yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially the one that you may prophesy. Pursue love. Let me explain to you the definition of pursue. It's to chase. It's to follow. It's to go after. So we come to Christ. We get born again. And we're still operating on that natural kind of love because we still see it in our life. We're not patient. We're not kind. We're boastful. We're jealous. We're envy. We're talking about everybody. And we're like, man, what's going on here? You know why? Because some of us have not pursued God's love. You know, that's an instruction to you. He's telling you, you need to go after it. You need to chase after it. You need to get this Bible and read every scripture about love and love. Love, God, show me the way to love you, God. If you're not pursuing this love, guess what? Guess what's going to happen? I love you, but I'm not in love with you. That's what's going to happen. We're not going to be able to have compassion and a heart for people that we do not know in this city that are lost for Jesus. Amen? So if we're not pursuing God's love and going after what is internal, going after what is selfless, going after what is unconditional, going after what is holy, going after that what gives to be a blessing, I'm telling you guys right now, because you heard that Bible verse. He says, if you do anything, if you give to the poor, if you have faith to move mountains, if you reach the lost at any cost, but you do not love, it's nothing to God. So doesn't that tell us something to how important God's love is? Amen? That we have to pursue that. Now, how do you pursue this, Pastor? I got a few PowerPoints here. Here's my first one. Learn who he is. We got to know who Jesus is. Sometimes we got to look in the mirror at ourselves and say, God, who are you in me, God? Who are you in me, God? Who am I in you? We got to learn who Jesus is. I'll put the second one right here. Talk to him. Ask him. He said, well, doesn't the Bible say seek and you'll find? That's prayer right there. That's talking to Christ. Like some of you I've talked to before, serving. It's talking to God. That's how you pursue him. Next one, please. Seek him. We just said that was seek him. Go after him. Chase him. Follow him. Next one. Listen to him. Very important. Listening to God. It doesn't matter. I recommend a lot of good books, but if you ain't reading this book, you're going to hear the wrong news because this is the good news. This is the news that changes your life. Amen. You got to listen to God. You got to listen to that Holy Spirit that is inside of you. Next one, please. I love this one. Ask others about him. Don't be scared. Well, Pastor, I don't like talking to somebody. Well, you better learn. Don't be scared to ask people about God's goodness. Don't be scared to get to some of these seasoned pastors like Pastor John or Pastor Steve and ask them, well, what has God done in your life over these 30 years? Go to a Bible study so you can hear about God. Fellowship with other believers so you can ask those questions that you might not know. Amen? Next one, please. I love this one. Get involved. I got a Bible verse for that one. 1 John 3:18. Listen to this. Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue. But what does it say? But in deed and truth. When you get a hold of God's love, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to want to tell people about his love. Amen. When you get a hold of God's hope, you're going to want to tell people about God's hope. So he's telling us, he's making it very clear. Let us just not love with word. Hey, I love you. Hey, I love you too, man, but don't call me, please. No, he's making it clear, crystal clear, that we are to love with our deeds. Like John 3:16 said, like he gave his only begotten son. Look at Galatians 5:22 through 23. Listen to this. But the fruits of the Spirit. I'm gonna stop right there. I've said this before on this pulpit, but it's true. We always get blessed. I've been speaking in Vegas and you just see cactuses. I don't see nothing growing, just desert, right? But we're kind of blessed because we can, if we like drive up to Hatches P a lot or on the freeways, we actually are blessed to be able to see them harvesting the grapes and stuff to complete dirt, don't we? And the next thing you know, a couple months later, you start seeing them grow. The next thing you know, you see the grapes. And the next thing you know, you see them in the store. That's how fruit bears in your life. Guess what? I'm watering it. How? By reading the word. Guess what? I'm watering it. How? By talking to him. Guess what? I'm seeking him. You're watering it. Guess what? I'm asking others about him. I'm listening to him. I'm learning about him. And guess what starts to happen without trying? You start bearing fruit. And guess what? Listen to this. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. You don't have to, I got to try to love. No, you don't. You don't try nothing. You just keep seeking Jesus. You keep watering that what's inside of you. And guess what? Out of nowhere, you probably trip your own self out because you start having patience out of nowhere. Right? You start loving people that you don't even know out of nowhere. You start having this supernatural peace out of nowhere. You start having the joy of God out of nowhere. You start being faithful out of nowhere. Because you know why? You're pursuing. You're going after. You're doing something to receive what God wants to give you. Give God some praise in this place. Amen? That's what God wants to do in your life. Amen. That's what God wants to do. He wants you to bear fruit, not just for you, but for everyone around you. Let me tell you the business that our Savior's still in. He's still in the soul-saving business, amen? He's still in bringing hope to the hopeless. He's still in the business of healing those that are sick, amen? He's still in the business of healing broken hearts. That's the God we serve. That's why we need to get a hold of this love. But if we ourselves have never experienced God's love, I pray that today you do, amen? I really pray for that. I want us to look at this Bible verse, and a lot of you are familiar with the story of the lady at the well. It's in John 4. I'm going to read John 4, 7 through 18. I'm going to paraphrase some of it. I love this Bible verse because you see, prior to Jesus approaching this Samaritan woman that really he was supposed to have nothing to do with. But like I said, Jesus is in the business of fixing broken hearts. And this lady, a lot of you familiar with the story. Listen, I'm going to read this. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink since I'm a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered her and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? Who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle." Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But listen to this, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir," I love this, "Sir, give me this water so I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw." He said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you know now have is not your husband. This is what you've said truly." We're going to jump a little bit on verses. I want us to stop there, though, and look. So you got this lady at a well. And really all she was seeking after, you know what she was seeking after? Love. That's all she was seeking. That's all she wanted. She wanted love. She wanted compassion. She wanted somebody to give her, you know, just comfort and joy. She wanted that. And then here comes old Jesus. Jesus, I love this story because he showed her the love of God. He wasn't even supposed to be talking to her, but his compassion in his heart seen a broken lady at a well. And right now we're in we're in the summertime, and you know, guys, we need to stay hydrated, right? That's a true story. So we all know how it feels to be thirsty, don't we? Let me share something with you. You know the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season, and guess what? You're going to be thirsty again. I promise you that. You can go out there and have a good time and put your faith and hope maybe in a man or in a woman or stuff. And I promise you, if you ain't putting it in Jesus, I promise you, you will be thirsty and empty again. Amen. You will. It's going to happen. And Jesus made it crystal clear. If you pull from the well of me, you will never thirst again. Amen. You will never thirst. Think about this. You can leave here knowing that you can have a love from God that will never fail, that you can have a love from God that will help you walk with God and touch so many lives if you can understand what Jesus was telling this lady. And then we seen, I don't got the verses up, we do see when that young rich ruler, and I've shared this story before, when he went to Jesus and he was wanting eternal life, I thought about something. This young rich ruler goes to Jesus and he goes, "I want eternal life." But you know what he did not say? "I want Jesus." Jesus is the only answer that can heal your broken heart. I'll tell you that right now. He's the only answer that can give you hope that you might not have right now. He's the only one that can heal your body right now. But you know what that lady did? Here's what that lady did, what most believers don't do. She received what Jesus was saying. Some of us need to come up to this altar and say, "God, I've been seeking this, but I'm going to open my heart to this, God. I'm depressed. I have anxiety, God, or I have an addiction, God. I'm going to open my heart and I'm going to receive your overflowing water, your Holy Spirit, God." You know why I can say this? And I've shared my testimony before. 18, 19 years ago, I was at Mary Kay Shell Mental Hospital looking for that everlasting water to fill my soul. And I was doing it in alcohol, and I was doing it in stuff, and maybe if I worked more, maybe if I had more money, and I still, for some, my well kept being empty. And finally, the last time, one of your pastors here walked out of Mary Kay Shell Mental Hospital and said, "Okay, God, if you're real, I need you." That moment, that day, he filled my soul with his water. Amen. He can do the same for you. I don't care how broken of a state you are in today. God loves you. I don't care if you got invited from a friend today and you're like, I don't know if this is real. Well, guess what? God still loves you. Amen. Amen. I don't care if you're going through a divorce or a relationship problem. Guess what? God still loves both of you. Amen. Amen. I don't care if you got some prodigal sons or grandkids out there. Guess what? God still loves them. You got to understand that's a love that will never fail. That's a love that is internal. That's a love that is holy and gives to be a blessing. Give God some praise right now. Amen. That's the love. Right now, I got to close online. Online, we love you guys so much. We thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and close out with you guys. God bless you. Hope to see you guys tune in on Sunday. I'm going to show you guys this song, and I want you to look at these lyrics. You know what? I want everybody on their feet because we'll be closing here in a minute. Before we show this song, I'm going to pray. I want you right now, you open up your heart to Jesus. Even if you know Jesus, I'm telling you again, you do not have to leave here empty. Listen to these lyrics right now. We're going to put them up. Yes.
This thing around.
Turn it around, Lord.
God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
Listen to this, listen to this.
I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes.
Call on the name that changes everything.
God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name. The name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come.
Stay right there on your feet. I'm going to call the prayer team up right now. It's as simple as call on the name that changes everything. Call on the name of Jesus. I tell you right now, I know what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't leave this place till God spoke to you, God prayed for us. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't leave here with any pride. Why? What are we here? We're not here to socialize. We're here to get born again. We're here to get set free. We're here to get help. We're here to know Jesus. Right? That's the God we serve. Let's pray right now. Father God, I pray in the name that is above every name, God, the name that breaks chains, the name that heals, the name that sets people free, God. God, I pray in Jesus' name right now, God, that right now I believe, God, that people are receiving that love, that they're going to leave here with more hope than they ever came, Lord. They're going to leave here with a word from you, God. They're going to leave here experiencing your unconditional, your holy, your amazing agape love, God, I pray. Touch everybody's life right now, God. I pray for lost souls, God, in this place, God. I pray for those that came in here and want to throw in the towel, God, that they're picking that towel back up and they're going to pursue you, God, in a way they've never pursued you before. God, we thank you. We give you all the praise. And if there's any of you in here today that's never given your life to Jesus, Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and you will be saved, and there will be a party in heaven for you tonight. Give God some praise. Amen, God. We love you guys. We praise you guys. Come up here and get some prayer. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has ministered to your heart. If you don't already have a church you call home, we invite you to join us at Valley Bible Fellowship for worship, Bible study, fellowship, and more. We're at 2300 East Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, near Mount Vernon and Freeway 58. Reach us by phone at 661-325-2251 or visit our website at vbf.org. Here is our King, here is our love.